Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files. Have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Well, good evening to all our listeners out there. Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI. We thank you for listening. We thank you for all the regular listeners over the last 5 years. We're about to celebrate in a couple weeks our 5th-year anniversary. Biz Talk Radio, great, great station. Network, syndicated show we have here. And we've always had, like, the best of people on the show. I've tried to always keep it that way, interesting people for everybody. Just a quick note, people have been asking me about my book. Of course, the book that I've just written, that I have written, that was a very popular book called Rogue Town. It's all about this true story of a city under the stranglehold of organized crime, the officials who betrayed the public trust, and the undercover cop, that would be me, who wore a wire to help bring them down. And we are in a process, hopefully by the end of November, having Rogue Town 2 out. And I know everybody's waiting for that, since Rogue Town was a very, very popular book, and we're so thankful to everybody. But anyway, getting back to our show tonight, we have a lady from Texas on by the name of Dottie Laster. And Dottie is an expert on human trafficking. She's a consultant, a trainer, a speaker, and as we talk, you'll hear about all the different roles she plays. She's been featured in documentaries, television, radio, and print media, and she's been appointed to the U.S. Attorney's Human Trafficking Rescue Alliance. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to Crime Time, Dottie Laster. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
I know you come so highly recommended, and you know, people called me and said, you got to get this lady on your show. And once I did research and saw what you've done, I'm privileged to have you on, Dottie. I just want to tell you that, because you do yeoman's work out there, and I just want to start off by saying I appreciate, and by the time this show ends, there'll be many people out there will appreciate Dottie Laster's work. Okay,
well, thank you.
Yes. Now, we got a lot to talk about here. How did you get started in this business, this human trafficking, horrible, horrible business? Give the listeners a little background of your life.
Well, it's actually a beautiful story. I was studying for my master's degree at St. Mary's University. And someone from the State Department came and talked about the new laws. This was back in 2003. The new laws passed about human trafficking, and that it was modern-day slavery. And I just had this immediate, you know, like you have a flashback. Well, I had a flash forward of the next 10 years and what I wanted to do. And,
wow.
Of course, now it's 12 going on 13 years.
That is great.
So I just knew this is what I was supposed to do.
Okay, then how did you get started? Now, you know this is what you're supposed to do. Who'd you call? How'd you get started?
Well, I was so fortunate that I was at the university at that time. I had really amazing professors. And that night, I told one of my professors, this is what I want to do. And she gave me her seat in a closed meeting the next morning with city leaders that were there to talk to this speaker about human trafficking. And in that meeting, I learned I had the most valuable asset there. It was, I had freedom to do with my day what I wanted. And all the other officials there, they had jobs and titles and responsibilities. And there was no one at that point funded or tasked to do human trafficking in this area. So as a student, I actually had the freedom to begin combating this issue. And from that meeting, literally, you know, within 24 hours later, I was planning conferences and trainings and events, and I started a coalition here in San Antonio to combat trafficking. And that's how I began. I was literally lightning quick, and that led to my first job in Houston, where I was working on a Department of Justice-funded program to train law enforcement and to serve victims of trafficking. And that would be about 2004. And that was just an amazing time to be really cutting edge on this issue, to have one of the very few jobs in the United States that was funded for the sole purpose of combating trafficking. And that began just every opportunity that came afterwards.
Well, that's amazing. Two things hit me in what you said, Dottie. Number one, having a college professor, let's say, speak the words that got to you, okay, that put you into what you're doing now. And we got a lot of young people that listen that are all types of majors, criminal justice, everything, looking at where their life's going to be. And this shows what a college, maybe one professor, this shows what one professor could do for a student or for somebody there, and point that person in a direction now where you've been doing this now 12, 13 years. Number one, number two is that I can see why you got started right away, because, like, you know, okay, you're appointed and this and that, and you got no time to wait. This stuff is going on every day. You can't say, okay, Daddy, we'll see you in a couple months. You know, thousands of people could be trafficking by that time. You know, this is a tough job. I've had people like you on the show over the 5 years, and I often say to them, boy, I mean, I'm supposed to be a tough ex-cop and a gruff ex-cop or whatever. I just don't know if I can do that, because as soon as you have the success, I would imagine, Dottie, in one area, you got 10 things in the other area happening, more and more people, right?
Yeah, every time my phone rings, it's a new adventure. But I tell you, the successes certainly keep me going and outweigh the bad times. It's totally worth all the effort.
Okay, now, human trafficking, is there a certain thing you do? Like, I mean, this could be young kids, this could be teenagers, young adults, whatever. Do you find you work in a certain area, or do you cover everything?
Well, in, you know, in the 12 years, I've covered a lot, anywhere from children to adults, immigrants to U.S. citizens, men, women. What I've seen more in the last 3 years is U.S. citizens targeted at high school and college campuses. And these are not marginalized people. I mean, we're talking about there shouldn't be I'm not saying one victim's more valuable than the other or anything like that, but what I'm saying is you would look at the socioeconomic status of this victim and be very surprised that that would be one that would be targeted and actually gotten by the traffickers. So I am saying that there is no one untouched by this crime.
It's amazing. We're seeing that, too, with ISIS in our country and their recruiting efforts. All right. A lot of young people, they're making these people, they're getting them in, they're, you know, brainwashing them, whatever they can do to get people in. And they're doing it right in our country. Some young people, they're even, what they're doing now is some people, girls getting out of high school or directly after college. A lot of the big, how can I say, the dancers, the topless dancers across the country, be it Las Vegas or whatever, you got people there soliciting them to to, you know, they're 18, they graduated college to come into that profession. So it's amazing. You've got all this stuff going on across the country, Dottie, right?
Yes, that's true. There is no small community untouched, and certainly no large community. And these millennials or these younger generation, you know, they have all this knowledge, like you and I probably had access to 1/100th the amount of knowledge that's at their fingertips right now. But I don't see the experience and the knowledge of con schemes and trickery, and they're really bait. It's a unique situation and a perfect storm.
Yeah, what they've been doing, like say there's two girls, they're 18, 19 years old, they're planning to go to college, and you got this person that comes up to them, maybe a couple of women, maybe a guy and a woman, who knows, and they're telling them, hey, why don't you take this job for a few years, pay off your whole college, you know how much you can make a week? Wow, the kids say, you know, the girls look at each other, I'll only do it if you do it, Mary, and before you know it, they're in a hotbed of sin and exploitation. I know that's a different area than what we're talking about, but I'm just trying to combine it all to show what's going on in this country nowadays. But what we're going to do, Dottie, because we only have a couple seconds left on this segment, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about so many different things that you're involved in. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, just stand by. We're going to be back with an expert in a field here that hopefully you guys can pick up on and offer help for. Dottie Laster, stand by.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
With your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing, you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded, you. Picking on the weaker man. You can take me down with just one single. You don't know. Someday I'll be.
We are back to the sounds of Taylor Swift singing Mean. We are back with Donnie Laster and a man by the name of Logan Clark, who's the director at International Human Trafficking Task Force, has said this. There are none more committed or knowledgeable in fighting human trafficking than Dottie Laster. That's a nice compliment, Dottie.
Yeah, it is. Logan's a sweetheart. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, you go to bed at night, I'm sure, and you probably, I've just met you, really, but you're probably torn in so many directions. You're thankful for maybe how the day had gone. Wow, we had a good day. We had a good week. But also saying, now I got to get to these nine other things now, right? Does it appear to be that way to you sometimes?
It does. I mean, it's not all bad, but yeah, sometimes it's hard to shut the brain off as soon as I need it to go to sleep, and then sometimes I don't sleep very long because I know we got to get up and go again.
Right. Now, you know, me being an ex-cop, Dottie, and a private detective 26 years, I may know a little bit more about the human trafficking than the listeners. But what I want you to tell me, because I have a lot to learn on that too, is how, give me an example of how this takes place. Give me a kind of a scenario. This is, and ladies and gentlemen, this is not the way it always happens, but she's going to let us know how one incident could happen. Go ahead, Dottie.
Yes, it kind of is like a fungus or something slippery that gets in to someone's life, and they don't know right when it's starting. I know a lot of us picture it as kidnapping, thrown in a truck, duct tape, you know, locked in a room. And I have had some clients that's happened to, but more often it presents itself as a new friend, an acquaintance, maybe the friend of someone you trust, maybe family member. And it becomes as someone that inserts themselves into your life in such a way that you think they're the only answer, that they haven't sent this miracle. I met this person that is going to answer all my needs. And that's how it begins. And so what's really frustrating to the families is it doesn't look like their loved one has been taken. And so often they don't get the response that they need up front. And that's where, you know, it's really great if they can get a hold of someone like me that's knowledgeable, so we can present what's going on in a way that's understood.
Yeah, I think the thing that's difficult
about this, Dottie, is, again, being the next cop and knowing what happens. People disappear. Could even be teenagers or something. Could be somebody over 18, and the parents go in the police department. And many, many times, the police department, not that they're doing anything wrong, they'll say, oh, well, you know, your son, your daughter, he's 18. Why don't you let a couple days go by? Probably hooked up with a girl, and who knows, you know, come back in 3 or 4 days, and then we'll look into it. Have you heard that before?
Oh, pretty much almost every time I answer my phone. And, you know, that's terrifying. Imagine the person you love most in the world, your child, your parent, your sister. And you know, this is one thing I always tell the family members. I go, you are the expert on that person. And you know in your heart something's wrong. And you've always been taught, go to police, hire private eyes, hire lawyers, and they do all these things. But it's kind of like treating cancer with heart medicine. You know, it's not quite working. And, you know, I hope more and more that we have awareness and knowledge of these issues quicker, because that can make the difference between getting someone back and maybe not getting them back.
Right. Now, Dottie, is there hotbeds of activity in certain states in our country, or hotbeds of activity in Europe or, you know, wherever? Let the listeners know where you see a lot of this going on.
Well, I, you know, at first I thought there were just places that were more susceptible than others, but in the 12 years I've done this, I found that anywhere there's people. So I think Antarctica might not have trafficking, and everybody else, I think you should assume it's on your corner, if not, you know, at least on your block.
Right, yeah, that's interesting how you put that together, that they're on your corner or on your block and just waiting for that opportunity. I mean, I'm a lot old. I'm in my 60s now, but I was thinking last night about all the days of as a kid, 8, 10, 12 years old, just walking to the park, playing baseball from morning to night till the time it got dark, and never even worrying about any of these things. And I'm not going to say here that it never happened, but it's out of whack nowadays. Am I correct? It's just all over the place.
Yes, and I think, you know, again, back to the differences in our generation and these kids that are growing up now, you know, our access to the community was our community, our school, maybe our churches, and whatever groups we were part of. We didn't have this global access to everything. And it's comparable to taking a 12-year-old or someone inexperienced in the world and dropping them in the middle of a bar, a prison, and anything else, you know, worse, a strip club, anything you can think of you wouldn't want that 12-year-old to experience. They don't know the rules. They don't understand the schemes. And yet, literally, through social media, digital technology, all the apps that are out there, it's like dropping them right into the middle of a prison or a strip club or a bar and expecting them to thrive. They're going to be bait rather than be able to navigate successfully.
All right. You're based out of San Antonio, but do you travel a lot, Dottie? Do you actually meet with, say, parents to, or on the phone, or you go to actual places? Do you hook up with the police department in different states? Tell me a little bit about that.
I do. I actually try not to work here locally so I can have a little safe space, and that hasn't worked too well for me either. I keep running into traffickers and victims, but I do work all over the United States. I got my degree in international relations thinking I would work outside the United States, but once I got into this, I realized that I never had to leave the U.S., and now I've begun to understand I never even had to leave my small town of 48,000 people. So I work in the United States all over. I've been to many different states meeting with people, whether it's family members, victims, organizations, law enforcement, filmmakers, news people. I worked on a Long Island serial killer case out of New York. I've just been to California and all parts in between.
Okay, well, look, we're going to a hard break. We're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, to listen more to Dottie Laster. Stand by.
She's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom, the only heaven I'll be sent to.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Human trafficking and simply the best for what she does, Dottie Laster. She's been certified by the Department of Justice for law enforcement training on trafficking, founded a regional human trafficking task forces. She's the CEO of Laster Global Consulting, anti-trafficking coordinator at the Bernardo Kohler Center, and she's been a producer and advisor of many TV and film projects. Welcome back, Dottie.
It's good to be here as usual.
Yeah, you've had something exciting that's happened to you just today. Tell our listeners across the country.
Yes, I just found out I'm now the executive director for the Heidi Search Center in San Antonio, Texas. And
wow.
I'm so looking forward to that new adventure.
Well, hey, Dottie, do you keep logs that show different parts of the country where more of this takes place, like, you know, south, deep south, east coast, midwestern? I mean, is there any? I know it goes on all over. We've established that. But is there any places where this is more than others?
Well, I love to beat up on my beautiful hometown, Houston. I love Houston. But Houston kind of attracts, supports, and facilitates, I believe, the trafficking there. And so no matter where I've worked in the United States, almost all the cases have had some tie back to Houston.
Really? I mean, that's a major city. That's one of the biggest in the country, right?
Yes, and it is just ridiculous for its support of the commercial sex trade. And that's why, quite openly, I call Houston my abusive boyfriend. I love him, and I know he can change, but he keeps beating me up.
Oh, that's very good. So now, what do they do there? Do they have more strip joints per capita? Do they just have more opportunities? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, you know, it's quite ridiculous. They actually have a agreement with the strip clubs. Some wonderful people had tried to take some of these strip clubs to court that were nuisance violations. And so the city and the county both settled out of court and basically gave them a contract to self-enforce. And, that's just putting the fox in the hen house and complaining because he acts like a fox. And literally, if you go to Houston and you drive around and you know the indicators to look for, you will see some sort of sexually oriented business on most street corners. Literally, I've brought filmmakers from all over the nation, and they're sitting there going, oh my gosh, they have more hair than we do in New York. Oh my gosh, they have more hair than we do in Los Angeles. And I go, I know, and it's not even being hidden. And
wow,
so I've done
amazing
print articles and news stories about it.
That's amazing. You've been a technical advisor and or producer of TV and movie projects for all the major networks and several motion picture production companies. You did something. Your direct rescue work will be the subject of the MSNBC documentary Sex Slaves, Texas Rescue. That should be in. Has that aired yet, or is that something coming up?
Yeah, it's aired, and I believe they re-air it occasionally. And, of course, we filmed, it says Sex Slaves Texas Rescue, but we filmed in Houston. So I want to say Texas does not deserve all that credit. It's Houston.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna take Houston off my to-do list of visiting. I have no interest in,
I have no interest in seeing that.
Go ahead.
If anyone does come to Houston, a colleague of mine actually has a tour, a van tour that she takes around Houston to show all the places that trafficking has occurred or is occurring, and it's quite informative.
Wow. Yeah, you were appointed an original member of the U.S. Attorney's Human Trafficking Rescue Alliance. This is a task force that was commended for its results. As part of this task force, you were selected by the U.S. Attorney's Office to be certified by the Department of Justice, where you conducted training, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, of over 5,000 police officers and worked directly with adult and child victims of trafficking. That must have been exciting to actually be able to teach the police officers, right?
It was. I was, again, quite fortunate early in 2004 and 5. That's when all this occurred. And so I got to literally kind of kick some doors down and barriers to the education and to literally get to lay out the training and receive training that few people had access to. So it was quite a unique and wonderful time, and I'm thankful for every day of it.
Right, right. I probably know the answer of this, but I got to ask you anyway. Is human trafficking a growth company, so to speak? Is that growing and growing as the years go by?
Yes, the actual trafficking and the cases that we see are not shrinking, which is so frustrating to me after all this work. I don't see it retreating. I see it expanding. An example is I worked in Orange County, California, and we our task force came across a group that had just opened, and they had five women that were being prostituted, and within 6 months they had two locations, which we made a bust somewhere right after the second location opened. And the victims told us when we were there that the bad woman was on the phone bringing five more victims in preparation for a third location. So literally within 6 months, one little, you know, two-person enterprise had grown to three locations and 15 victims.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And what happens, at least on TV, you see a lot of times, runaway girls being the victims. They hook up with a John or somebody else, like you say, a woman, gets their friendship. And before you know it, they're becoming a call girl, a prostitute, and many of them are not even of age. Am I correct?
That's correct, and it's so sad. I speak to a lot of schools, high schools, and colleges, and I say, look, and sometimes even individuals, I get them on the phone or in front of them, and I say, look, I know sometimes things at home aren't like you'd want, but trust me, if you leave home, it will get worse. And unless your parents are selling you, you need to stick it out, do the time, and pursue your education. And that's the best advice I could give someone at this moment. Once they leave their social ties, it's so much harder to come back, and they will be exploited. And especially, you know, a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old can't rent an apartment, can't get a job, doesn't have the social ability to exist. And the people that are going to help her or him are the ones that are going to exploit them. It's going to work that way. And I wish they could know that much sooner.
And a lot of them have had such major blow-ups with their family, not speaking, that they're embarrassed or just don't want to call their mom up and say, I want to come home, right?
Right. They kind of dig themselves into a tunnel. And, of course, the bad guys are helping with this. You know, they're further isolating them with miscommunication, distortion, even trauma, to where you know, that victim may walk out the door willingly and think they're making the best decision of their life, but by the time it's gone bad, they have lost a sense of their self and their ability to reach out for help. And that's what's so scary. We have to help them. They can't do it themselves.
That's right. That's right. And when we come to our last segment, we're going to talk about how people can reach you, different things like that. But you are also a keynote speaker, and a few of your keynotes include understanding the grooming process of traffickers, abandoned, abused, and neglected children. These are the throwaways. And the economics of human trafficking. Maybe before our break, we could talk very quickly about money. How much money is involved in this? We're taking a couple of girls to maybe outside the country or in the country. I mean, there's big money for these people here with this human trafficking, right?
Oh, absolutely. Each victim can net six figures for the trafficker, each individual one. So on the low end might be $150,000 a year, on the high end maybe $300,000 a year. When they're selling repeated acts of sex or pornography over and over and over. And then even in the forced labor, let's say you own a company and you need 12 employees, that's going to be your major cost for that labor company. If you don't have to pay those 12 employees, you are automatically benefiting from the labor of 12 people. And even at minimum wage, that's quite exponential.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be coming right back with Dottie Laster, expert on human trafficking. Stand by.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Dottie Lester. Dottie, I'm reading over here where it says here you're the CEO, obviously, of Lester Global Consulting, which has consulted in several high-profiling profile trafficking cases and have been directly and indirectly responsible for the rescue and restoration of hundreds of trafficking victims. That is nice. That is nice to hear that, and that's a big congratulations to you for your part, you know, Dottie?
Well, thank you. Each one of them is really special.
Right. That's exciting. Do you hear, let me ask you before we have you give all your information, and the question just popped into my mind, do you ever hear, like, 2, 3, 5 years later from anybody that you worked with in the past that calls you maybe to check in and hopefully give you good news, you know, I'm married now, I'm this and that. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah, it's quite regularly. In fact, somehow they always know when I need it the most, and they just pop back in and remind me, thank you, and what they're doing. It really is the currency I trade on. That'll keep me going for months and years, all the good success stories.
Oh, that is nice. That really, you know, like you said, if you're having a bad day for some reason, then Mary Smith calls you and say, hey, I'm married now. I have 3 kids. That's all behind me, and thanks to you for everything you've done, right? That's kind of nice to hear that.
It is, and it gets more and more regular. Just yesterday, a young lady called me that I helped in 2004, so we're talking 11 years now.
Wow, that's great. Well, listen, I don't want to run out of time here. I want you to be able to tell everybody how they can contact Dottie Lester, websites, email, whatever. Go ahead.
Yes, the best way is to reach out to me on Facebook at Dottie Lester. Then I also have a website, DottieLaster.com, and that's D-O-T-T-I-E, LASTER.com. Or if you want something easier to remember, you can go to ImaginePublicity.com. And my wonderful publicist, Delilah, is really good at helping schedule speeches, media, training, whatever you need that way. I would reach out to ImaginePublicity.com.
Yeah, and the phone number for Imagine Publicity is 843-808-0859, and it's contact at ImaginePublicity.com, and Delilah is fantastic. As a publicist, she is, I could play that whatchamacallit song again for her if I had a choice, yeah. That Simply the Best by Tina Turner, because I've known her a long time, and she really cares about her clients. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for somebody like that, please call Delilah at Imagine Publicity. And so you got an email. Did you say your email, lasterglobo@gmail.com? Do you still have that?
Yes, that's direct to me. You can get me directly at lasterglobal@gmail.com.
And the website is lasterglobal.com, okay? And again, like she said, ladies and gentlemen, it's Dottie, D-O-T-T-I-E, Laster, L-A-S-T-E-R. You'll see her all over the place here. And she's taken something that she loved, that in college somebody shared, and she knew right then she was going to move on to this. That's exciting in its own way. So all you young people that listen to our show, we have legions of you, keep that in mind. It may be a professor, and maybe somebody else you'll hear one day, and that'll touch you right in your spirit, and you'll know that'll be the direction that you're supposed to go to. Dottie, I always, near the end of the show, I always ask my guests, what's still out there for you? 7 to 10 years from now, Dottie, what do you want to be doing? You know, some people have said to me, I want to continue doing the same thing, or I want to move on to this. And once in a while, I'll get some honest, really honest people that will say, I want to just do nothing, lay on a beach in Bermuda. So what's still out there for Dottie Laster? What's in your mind that you'd like to possibly do down the road?
Well, I want to give it back. I want to teach at a university. I want to inspire college students, which I'm able to do now in speeches, but I'd like to really dig into some sort of teaching position. And I want to take all this real, you know, on-the-ground experience and bless others to go out and do the same and fulfill what their vision is of combating trafficking. So I want to teach. I'm a teacher. That's who I am.
Wow. That is fantastic. Now, I know I heard your daughter before. How many children do you have?
I have two. They're both adult children. I'm so blessed.
Oh, okay. And what do they ever say about your line of work?
Well, my son went into the Air Force and immediately was given a commendation for helping to rescue somebody. So I say that he takes after his mom.
Yeah, that's
so,
for sure. Saving somebody
happens
many different ways, saving somebody, you know?
Yeah, I'm really proud of him. And my daughter is my best friend. She's learning disabled, so she's 31, but she's also kind of looks like a 12-year-old as well. And
right.
She's met presidents and sheriffs of major police departments and celebrities and Ricky Martin, and she's like my best friend. And we have an adventure every day.
Wow, that is very, very exciting. Do you have people that work for you, Dottie, in your company, or do you just hook up with people, say, from other companies?
Well, you know, a lot of our work is unfunded as far as rescuing victims. So on the rescue side, I have a team of people that sometimes nobody ever sees. And they're the most amazing, heroic people that stand back quietly and do the work and allow me to receive the benefit. So I love and bless every one of them. And a couple of them have saved my life 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
I'm forever grateful.
Well, before we run out of time, the last couple of seconds, I want to tell our listeners, listeners, Dottie Laster is the perfect candidate for keynotes, conferences, seminars, workshops, and training. Her down-to-earth Texas style has served her well, as she has been involved in the rescue of hundreds of human trafficking victims. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. Reach out to her for what a keynote speaker she would be. You can call Delilah at Imagine Publicity or Dottie Laster herself. So, Dottie, we are out of time here. I want to thank you, and God bless you for all the work you do. We will talk again, and thank you for being on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Okay. To all our listeners, good night, and God bless till we meet again next Sunday. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.